By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another morning of Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, each and every single day we have a new topic for you. Each and every single day we have a daily reminder. Now, my dear viewers, each and every single morning we begin our day by listening to the glorious Quran. Let's make good intentions and listen to the glorious Quran. Now remember, whenever the Quran has been recited, it is your duty to give your full attention to the Quran and try to listen to the Quran attentively. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
قل هو اللہ احد.
تم فرماؤ اللہ ہے وہ ایک ہے.
اللہ الصمد.
اللہ بے نیاز ہے.
لم یلد ولم
نہ اس کی کوئی اولاد اور نہ وہ کسی سے پیدا ہوا.
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ
اور نہ اس کے جوڑ کا کوئی.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلو اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلو اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلى آله وسلم. الحمد لله عز وجل. A surah which is famous. Yes, a very famous surah. A surah which we all should know by heart. Each and every single one of us should know by heart. But such a surah where if you were to recite it once, you gain the reward of reciting a third of the Quran. Only is what two lines, maybe three lines, in depending on what you look at, the text in which you, the mushaf which you have, my dear viewers, no more than that. Two lines, even three lines. Very simple, very easy to memorize. For those who have not memorized it, please do memorize this and make it a practice of yours to recite the Quran daily. My dear viewers of Madani channel, really, if you were to, one thing is to recite it, yes, but if you were to read, mashallah, there is the translation which could be found, the Kanzul Iman, and also is majority of it, or much of it in fact, much of it has been translated and can be found on the Dawud Islami website. But also the tafsir, my dear viewers, the commentary of this chapter, I promise you, really, I say this with confidence, if you were to read Surah Al-Kahf and you were to read it along with its commentary, you will love it. Really, you will love it and you would just wish it never ends and you'd wish to hear more. Alhamdulillah, this is one of the beauties of the Quran, my dear viewers. But also recite Surah Yasin, especially for those people who have passed away. And nowadays there are many more, sadly, many more people who are passing away due to this coronavirus. Also pray on their behalf. I do pray that those who have been affected, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them shifa, and those who have been affected monetarily or in any other means, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them ease and happiness. My dear viewers, after having listened to the Quran al-Kareem, the blessed Quran recitation, we move on to the Naat of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallu alayhi wa alihi sallu alayhi wa alihi sallu alayhi wa alihi sallu alayhi wa alihi balagh al-ula کشف دجا بجمالہ حسنت جمیع خصالہ صلو sallu alayhi wa alihi sallu alayhi wa alihi munawwar meri aankhon ko mere shamsu duha kar de munawwar meri aankhon ko شمس و دوحا کر دے منور میری آنکھوں کو میرے شمس و دوحا کر دے کچھ ایسا کر دے میرے کردگار آنکھوں میں ہمیشہ نقش رہے روئے یار بغار آنکھوں میں منور میری آنکھوں کو میرے شمس و دوحا کر دے منور میری آنکھوں کو میرے شمس و دوحا کر دے غموں کی دھوپ میں وہ سایہ زلف دوتا کر دے غموں کی دھوپ میں وہ سایہ زلف دوتا کر دے جہاں بانی عطا کر دے بھری جنت ہبا کر دے جہاں بانی عطا کر دے بھری جنت ہبا کر دے نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دے نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دے نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دے فضا میں اڑنے والے یوں نہ اترائے ندا کر دے فضا میں اڑنے والے یوں نہ اترائے ندا کر دے وہ جب چاہے جسے چاہے اسے فرما روا کر دے وہ جب چاہے جسے چاہے اسے فرما روا کر دے نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دے جا جگہ میں ان کی چلتی ہے وہ دم میں کیا سے کیا کر دیں جگہ میں ان کی چلتی ہے وہ دم میں کیا سے کیا کر دیں جگہ میں ان کی چلتی ہے وہ دم میں کیا سے کیا کر دیں زمین کو آسماں کر دیں سریا کو سرا کر دیں زمین کو آسماں کر دیں سریا کو سرا کر دیں نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دیں نبی سے جو ہے بیگانہ اسے دل سے جدا کر دیں نبی سے جو ہے بیگانہ اسے دل سے جدا کر دیں پدر مادر برادر جان و مال ان پر فدا کر دیں پدر مادر برادر جان و مال ان پر فدا کر دیں نبی مختار کل گئے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دیں ہر موج بلا کو میرے مولانا خدا کر دیں ہر ایک موج بلا کو میرے مولانا خدا کر دیں میری مشکل کو یوں آسان میرے مشکل کشا کر دیں میری مشکل کو یوں آسان میرے مشکل کشا کر دیں مجھے کیا فکر گو اختر میرے یاور ہے وہ یاور مجھے کیا فکر گو اختر میرے یاور ہے وہ یاور مجھے کیا فکر گو اختر میرے یاور ہے وہ یاور بلاؤں کو میری جو خود گرفتار بلا کر دیں بلاؤں کو میری جو خود گرفتار بلا کر دیں نبی مختار کل ہے بلا نبی مختار کل ہے بلا نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دیں انہیں خدا نے کیا اپنے ملک کا مالک انہی کے قبضے میں رب کے خزانے آئے ہیں جو چاہیں گے جسے چاہیں گے یہ اسے دیں گے کیونکہ کریم ہے یہ خزانے لٹانے آئے ہیں نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دیں سچی بات سکھاتے ہیں گے سیدھی راگ چلاتے ہیں گے جلتی جان بجھاتے ہیں گے روتیاں ہساتے ہیں مرقد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر میٹھی نیند سلاتے ہیں گے سلم سلم کی ڈھار سے پل سے پار چلاتے ہیں اپنے کرم سے ہم غلقوں کا پلہ بھاری بناتے ہیں ان کے ہاتھ میں ہر کنجی ہے مالک کل کہلاتے ہیں رب گئے موتی یہ گئے قاسم بس رزق اس کا گئے کھلاتے یہ ہیں نبی مختار کل گئے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دیں نبی مختار کل گئے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دیں نبی مختار کل گئے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دیں
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. The viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. Today's topic, my dear viewers, each and every single day we have a new topic. What is today's topic? Today, inshallah, we shall be speaking about intentions. Yes, making intentions, my dear viewers. In the greatest book after the Quran al-Kareem, the greatest of all books is undoubtedly the Al-Quran al-Kareem, which we have, the blessed, the noble Quran. But subsequent to the Quran, the best of all books is the books of the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And amongst the books of Ahadith Sharif, of the blessed sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest of these and the most authentic of these is known to be Sahih al-Bukhari. Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the author of this brilliant compilation book of Hadith Sharif, he begins his book, and you would imagine, you know, this is the best of the books of the Ahadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he has compiled 7,000 plus Ahadith Sharif, he has brought them all into one book. Which one would he write first? It's very, very important. Which Hadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam does he give precedence to? Does he bring first over the rest of their blessed Ahadith Sharif, the authentic ones of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? 7,000 Ahadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One has to come first. Which one does Imam Bukhari radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu choose to bring first? He chooses a Hadith Sharif which has been narrated by the great companion Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the greatest of people. Now, subhanallah, you should all know, undoubtedly the greatest of people is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the rest of the prophets and messengers, and then who is it? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And after Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is then Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, this Hadith Sharif is narrated by Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam states, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that innamal, indeed the a'mal, actions are binniyat, they are based upon our intentions. All actions are based upon intentions. Innamal a'malu binniyat, and this is such a hadith which we should all know by heart. Innamal a'malu binniyat, that all actions are based upon intention. This is not the complete Hadith Sharif, it continues. But this is the Hadith Sharif which we've all heard. We've all heard of it, my dear viewers, that all actions are based upon intention. Out of all of the Hadith Sharif, Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he decides to bring this Hadith Sharif first. And the scholars say that whenever you do write a book, then you should write this Hadith Sharif. Why? Because this shall focus your intention. Your intention shall be focused on what is the reason you are writing this book. What is the reason you are writing this book? Whatever the reason may be, ultimately it should be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a reminder that, let's just say it's an academic, but whatever it is, then the question is, why are you writing it? And inshallah, there will not be any bad intentions, but rather there shall only be good intentions. Now, scholars also state that a third of our deen, a third of Islam, pertains to this Hadith Sharif, evolves around this Hadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. So, subhanAllah, we can imagine its significance. Really, we can imagine the significance of this one Hadith Sharif. that actions are based upon intentions. And when a person has a good intention, and this is associated with a good action, then this is synonymous to sincerity. And this is what sincerity is. And those people who are sincere, they have been praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Today, inshallah, we shall be hearing about good intentions. And there's a lot we must understand in regards to good intentions also. Because a lot of times we are confused. A lot of times we make our intention an excuse for something. Many a time we judge other people on their intentions. Now all of these are completely different. Sometimes we ourselves are confused about our own intentions. Sometimes we judge others on their intentions. And we are even confused as to what good intentions are. What does it mean by good intentions? My dear viewers, the intention is something which is extremely important and has been mentioned within the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the Quran that, O you who believe, do not invalidate your charities with reminders. You perform a good act for somebody and then you remind that person of the good act you performed. Remember when I borrowed you this money? Okay, I need a favor now. Reminders, my dear viewers. You're the one I helped a few years ago. Reminders. Do not invalidate these good actions of yours. Do not invalidate the charities that you give by reminding people or giving your wealth, whatever it may be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example within the glorious Quran. He says, he gives the example that it is like, that this is like, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانِ عَلِيهِ تُرَابٌ فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلٌ فَتَرَكَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran that the example of such a person who does such is like a large smooth stone, where this stone, it gathers up dust, and when a downpour occurs, when there is wabil refers to heavy rain, it could be, and when heavy rain falls upon this, it completely washes it away. Whereas the example given, وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of those people who spend their wealth in order to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first is those who spend their wealth, those who give charities and they remind others. They destroy their own charities that they give. And then there are those people, and it's also mentioned, ri'a' an-nas within the verse. They try to show off towards other people, they show to other people that we have done this good action, we've given this charity. Their example is like the smooth stone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that the example of those individuals who perform their actions for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, how is intention coming within this? There's an action, and then what is the reason for performing the action? This is the intention. The question, why? Why did you perform the action? What was your intention for performing the action? Was it to show off to the people? Or was it to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If it was to show off the people, your intention is to show off to the people. This is your intention. If it's to gain the pleasure and attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is your intention. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the glorious Quran that His example is like a mathali jannatin. It's like a garden on, you can say, a hill which is high up. Which is high up, asabaha wabilun. And then heavy rain falls upon it. So if that is heavy rain, that does not affect the land. The land itself remains fertile. And it produces double the fruit. And in the tafsir, it mentions that whether there's heavy rain or there's light rain, whatever it may be, that garden, that soil will be fertile. And it shall produce fruit. Whereas if a person, so what does this mean? What is it that this means? What this means is, when you have, for example, a small stone, water pours over it, it loses everything. Meaning you have ruined your action. It has been ruined. Whereas the garden producing the fruits, this shows reward in action. That this person, he shall be rewarded. This is the difference between the two. If your intentions are not right, then there is no reward. Or if there are no intentions, then there's also no reward. But this comes down to three things. There's three different types of actions. Because sometimes what we do is we think, but my intention was good. You know, I had a good intention. What could be wrong with this? There are three types of actions. There is a good action, there is a bad action, and there is such an action which is neither good, neither bad. A good action is, for example, you going to the masjid. A bad action is, for example, you robbing somebody, stealing, swearing at somebody. This is a bad action. And an action which is neither good, neither bad could be, for example, sleeping, eating, these sort of actions, where these are neither considered good actions, neither are they bad actions. Having a cup of tea, it is something we do. It's neither good nor will anybody say it's bad. Now, when it comes to good actions, if you have a good intention, then you shall be rewarded for the good action. If you have a bad intention, if your intention was bad, the act was good, but your intention initially was bad, or the reason for you to do this was bad. You performed 2 rak'at of prayer extra, you prolonged your sajda, which is a good action. You prolonged your sajda, normally you go into sajda. But this time you thought, I'll make my sajda longer, this is a good action. But what was the intention? You did it to show the people that I am a pious person, I take my time on my prayer, I do not rush my prayer, just to show the people. The action is good, but the intention is bad. The intention is to show the people, ostentation. And this is a sin. If you have a good intention, you shall be rewarded. If you have a bad intention, although the action is good, then you shall be sinful. If you shall have no intention, there shall be no reward, there shall be no recompense. But you still won't get reward, although the action itself was good. This is the importance of intentions, that sometimes we could be wasting our actions. Sometimes we are performing good actions with no intention whatsoever. We are wasting our actions. So this is with good actions. Then we have bad actions. Somebody may think, that's it, I wish, you know, my wish, my desire is to rid poverty from the world. So how could he rid poverty? He himself doesn't possess so much wealth that he can rid the poor people. Allahu Akbar, not rid the poor people, rid people of poverty. Where he can give everybody money, he doesn't have so much wealth. So he thinks to himself, what shall I do? I know, there are so many people who are rich, let's rob them and give it to the poor. So that way, the rich will have some money, we won't completely rob them, but the poor people will also have some money. And nobody will be poor. Wow, the intention, you know, he intends to remove poverty altogether. For everybody to be happy, nobody to be worried about poverty. So here the intention is good. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, when the action is bad, then the intention becomes redundant. It doesn't matter. You cannot say, I'm going to do this bad action, but my intention was good. No. If the action is sinful, it is still sinful. It is still wrong. Why? Because the action itself was bad. So we must understand, if it's a good action, it requires good intention, then you shall be rewarded. But if it's a bad intention, there will not be reward, it could be sin. A bad action, it doesn't matter what your intention, a bad action is a bad action. And then we have something which comes in between. Neither is it good, nor is it bad. For example, you have a cup of tea. Now, if you were to have a cup of tea, then neither sin nor is it rewardable, unless you add an intention to it. If you have some sort of bad intention, Allahu Akbar, I don't know what a bad intention for drinking tea could be, but if it's some sort of bad intention, then that same action will be a sin, could be a sin. And if you were to have good intention, now subhanAllah, I know many good intentions, then you could be rewarded. For example, you could drink tea, which could, you know, it depends, different people, it has different effects, but many people, it will prevent them from sleep. So maybe they have intention that hopefully I won't fall asleep and I could continue reciting the Quran. I could read more prayers, read more cycles of prayer. I can perform this action, I can perform that action, etc., etc. So here the action itself is neither good nor bad, but the intention determines whether he shall be rewarded or whether it shall be a sin. My dear viewers, we have learned a little about intentions. Let's go to our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our daily reminder. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a very beautiful story to begin with. Once a person, he went to visit one of his person that he knew, is his friend. And as he was going on the way to visiting his friend, he met up with another person. And this person asked him, who are you going to go and visit? And he mentioned his name. And he goes, do you know that person? And the person replied that, I don't really know him much, no. And he says, what is your intention? Why are you going to go and meet him? And he says, because he's a Muslim and I wish to go and see him and I wish to go and make dua for him because I am a well-wisher for that person. So he says that congratulations be on you because Allah Azza wa Jal has sent me to give you the good news that Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared the gardens of paradise for you. This is the mafhum of this story that is mentioned by the scholars. You know, going and visiting sick people. There are so many people in hospitals, in homes that we know of. And there are so many sick people in hospitals and homes that we don't know of, but they are Muslims. And it is one of their rights that we go and we visit these people. Majority of the time, we only go and visit our own family and friends that we know. But my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, I can guarantee you there are so many people out there in hospitals, in homes that are struggling. Maybe some of them don't even have anyone to come and visit them. We visited a hospital once and the person there, he told us shockingly that it's been 2 years that he's been really ill in this hospital, but no one has ever come to see him, not even his family members. So don't always assume and think that all these people that are ill in hospitals and homes, they've got wide, you know, huge families that can come and see them. No, as Muslims, we need to go and see these people. We need to take gifts for them. We need to make dua for them. And this is the time of need. A good Muslim is he who will go and visit these people. And sadly, most of the time, these people don't, maybe they don't have anyone to come and see them. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the reminder for today is there are many people who are ill. Go and see them. Go and ask about them. Go and see how you can help them. And the best Muslim is the one that helps for others. And as they say, you've lived for yourself, try living for others as well. Try to think about these people. Try to put happiness into their hearts and their mind as well. There are so many people who are at this moment of time, there might be someone in hospital now waiting, looking towards that door that their Muslim brothers will come and see them. And sadly, just imagine if days and days pass by, no one comes in to see them. You know, and these people, sadly, their conditions may be deteriorating every single day just because of this thought. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I make the intention. Let's all make this intention that inshallah Azza wa Jal, from today we will go and we will visit these sick people. Take a gift for them. Take, you know, some fruits for them and make dua for them. When you go, make dua for them. Now you might be thinking, I don't even know this person. I don't even know how he's going to feel me coming here. But my dear Islam brothers, at least go. This is, you know, instead of asking questions, you know, don't be reluctant. Go there. Have someone to help you. Maybe inshallah Azza wa Jal, by you going there, it could improve the condition of that person. And a good Muslim is he. Whatever he thinks good about himself, he will think good of other people as well. And this is what the beauty of Islam is. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go and visit sick people. He used to go and make dua for them. Do it for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And sadly, this sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is slowly dying away. Because why? I don't have time. I'm too busy at work. I don't get enough time. I come back from work, I'm tired. Sadly, we've come to a stage where our own parents, you know, we go and visit them once a week and they only live down the road. Why? Because I'm busy. That is not a good thing to do. You know, our own brothers and sisters, uncles and aunties, our blood relations, yeah, they're sick, they're ill, but we don't have time to go and see them. Inshallah, Azawajal, that needs to change and we need to change it now. If we go and visit these people, you don't know how much happiness you may put into his heart. And maybe, inshallah, Azawajal, if we are ill, we'll have someone to come to us as well. Or remember what the English saying is, that what goes round, comes round. If you can't take time out to go and visit someone today, is someone going to come and visit you when you are ill? And you'll be sat on your bed thinking, I wish someone can come and make dua for me. I wish someone can come and see me. But why would someone come? I never used to go to anyone. So inshallah, Azawajal, this, take this reminder. I'm going to take it seriously. Let's all take it seriously and change the lives of many people. Your smile could change the life of many people. You visiting them could change many people as well, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala reward us, and may Allah give us all the ability to act upon this as well. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah wa azzurra. That was our Hafiz Rifaqat Sahib. They're reminding us to go visit those people who are patients. And I'm a day viewers of Madani channel. Nowadays, sadly, this it would be very, very difficult. And in fact, I don't even think it would be possible, meaning we wouldn't be allowed to do so. But generally, it is a reminder. You don't have to physically go. You don't have to physically go and visit them. Yes, whenever that is possible, go and do that. Alhamdulillah, there is still something to learn from this. What is it that you can still call? We all have mobile phones. We can simply call them and ask about their well-being, ask how they are, if they require anything. MashaAllah, he mentioned the beautiful thing of whatever goes around, comes around. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our Hafiz Rifaqat Sahib. Now, my dear viewers, today we were speaking a little on intentions. And intentions are very, very important, really, because they determine the outcome of our action. Our action, whether it is fruitful, whether it is beneficial, it's not the action per se which determines this, but rather the intention behind it. So one thing we've learned, and which is a very, very important message, is that when you're performing a bad action, then there's no such thing as having a good intention. No. Why? Because the action is bad. You're not allowed to act contrary to the Quran and Sharia. And you can't make an excuse, no, I had a good intention, no, this does not work. But another very, very important lesson is that what is the intention? You know, we've explained a little about the reality of an intention, but the intention is something which is actually in the mind. We always make our intention for prayer, and I remember, subhanAllah, when we were kids, we heard that you can only make the intention in the own Urdu language. If you don't make it in Urdu language, your namaz is not done. This is what we would hear as kids. But my dear viewers, it doesn't matter about the language. Why? Because you do not even need to say it. It is better to say the intention. For example, we are speaking about salah. But it's that which is in the mind. Now tell me, can you read my mind? Can I read your mind? No, I cannot read your mind. I cannot read anybody's mind. So that thing which is in their mind, only they know that. That which is in your mind, only you know that. That which is in my mind, only I know this. So my dear viewers, something which is very, very important, a very important lesson, is you cannot judge another person. You have no right to say that this person, he is in the masjid, look how much raka'at he's performing. He's just doing it to show off to the people. How do you know what his intention is? Our own actions are judged on our intentions. But we cannot judge another person's good action on his intention. Because then this would be dhan. And what type of dhan would it be? It would be such a dhan which is bad. Inna ba'da dhanni ith. Some types of dhan for you, well, what does dhan refer to? Being suspicious. Being suspicious, always being negative about people, always accusing people. This person, I think this person is just doing this for this reason. No, you need to be careful what you think. Because sometimes that which you are thinking could be a sin. So please remember this, it is a very, very important lesson. That you cannot judge another person's good action. You have no right to judge another person's good action. Why? Because you have no idea whether his intention is good or whether it's bad. That's all for now, my dear viewers of the channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, we shall be returning for more rise and shine. But keep this one thing on your mind. Continue to watch Madani channel and send salawat upon the greatest of mankind. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise.